Drivers who are taking their time paying a ticket have just been given a big break. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Unaccused serial rapist pleads not guilty after his indictment on murder charges. At D.C. Superior Court, I'm John Doman.
The Dow is up 140, the NASDAQ down 75. 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, a Biden booster. President Biden just rolled up his sleeve to get his third booster shot some 8 months after getting his second dose. Our Stephen Portnoy is at the White House.
Before getting his third Pfizer shot, President Biden said underlying conditions and a person's workplace may determine who else can get the extra dose.
If you fall into these categories, you're eligible for the booster. Now, I know it doesn't look like it, but I am over 65. I wish I way over. And that's why I'm getting my booster shot today.
As he took the shot, Mr. Biden took questions about the prospects for his agenda on Capitol Hill.
You know me, I'm a born optimist.
He says he expects things to go well, but it may take longer than this week. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
New York hospitals are preparing to fire thousands of healthcare workers for not complying with a vaccine mandate that takes effect today. More from WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer.
Governor Hochul says it's all about giving people confidence in the healthcare system.
Can't we just say that that is a basic right that everyone has to know that they'll be safe when they enter a healthcare facility?
State officials are bracing for the possibility of staffing shortages at hospitals and nursing homes. Governor Hochul releasing a plan in case large numbers of healthcare workers don't meet the deadline. It involves declaring a state of emergency to allow members of the National Guard and healthcare professionals from other states and other countries to work here.
John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot President Reagan in 1981 in an attempt to assassinate him, will receive unconditional release in June next year if he complies with current restrictions. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The judge said Hinckley has displayed no symptoms of active mental illness, no violent behavior, and no interest in weapons since 1983. The plan is if Hinckley's mental health doesn't deteriorate, he will be released from all court supervision in June. Hinckley was 25 when he shot and wounded President Reagan. He's 66 now.
Seatbelts on trains. It is something federal investigators could start looking into after a weekend Amtrak train derailment in Montana. Three people were killed, many more injured. CBS's Meg Oliver is at the scene in Joplin.
The NTSB says once they determine what caused this accident, they are committed to taking action to prevent anything similar in the future. Investigators will be looking at what led to the injuries and fatalities and whether seatbelts could have prevented them.
CBS's Chris Livesay says after weekend elections, German Chancellor Angela Merkel soon steps down.
Once Time magazine's person of the year, she now leaves the reins of the most powerful country in Europe, as well as many of the tensions she sought to resolve.
The Dow is up 151 at this hour. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way you care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Good afternoon. It is 2:03 and we are oh so happy you're with us on this beautiful Monday, September the 27th, 78 degrees. I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story this hour is another possible vaccine mandate. This one is being considered in Montgomery County, where nearly 80% of county workers have already had at least one COVID shot. WTOP's Kate Ryan digs into the new proposal.
The bill being introduced before the Montgomery County Council would call for all county employees to get vaccinated, no opting out to get tested. Councilmember Will Jawando said some agencies with the lowest vaccination rates are in the public safety field.
Some of which interact with our public the most, and sometimes and have to touch and be involved with bodily fluids and things. So I think there's actually a really important reason to move forward.
Jawando and Council President Tom Hucker said exemptions beyond the medical exemption language in the bill will be discussed. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now to your kids. School nurses are in short supply, and some D.C. schools don't even have one. As for the ones that do, those nurses can't monitor or screen students for COVID-19 symptoms.
Councilmember Charles Allen says there's no question the healthcare worker shortage is affecting D.C. schools.
We have a lot of schools in D.C. that don't have a full-time nurse, and a lot of parents are concerned about that.
As DCPS competes with hospitals and medical practices looking to hire nurses, Chancellor Louis Farabee told council members it's hired 240 healthcare personnel and is contracting CSS nurses to monitor, test, and screen kids for COVID. But parents like Nora Green Lane are frustrated that school nurses' responsibilities are limited.
Extend the use of school nurses. They are an asset.
While Ellen says the idea is to let nurses focus on providing routine health care to kids, many schools don't have that resource in place. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
It is 2:05. Getting tickets can be an expensive proposition, especially if you start accruing late fees. So DC wants to help you clear that slate. For the rest of this year, you can pay the tickets without the extra fines.
A ticket amnesty program in DC that eliminates all late penalties for drivers who have outstanding tickets is being extended. It was set to end this week, but now it's going to last through the end of this year. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Since the program launched in June, over 32,000 drivers have used it to pay outstanding tickets with no penalties added.
Collectively settling $44 million worth of tickets.
We know that more drivers can benefit from the program.
The program applies to all outstanding tickets, even those dating back years. Nick Hine, WTOP News.
More local gun violence leaves another child hurt. This time, a 12-year-old girl was hit by gunfire along with a man in his 30s. The Charles County Sheriff's Office says it happened a little before 7:45 last night when a fight broke out among a large group of people, most of them minors. If you were there on Blair Road near Strauss Avenue, detectives want to hear from you. The sheriff's office says the girl and the man are both in stable condition. Now, the man accused of being the so-called Potomac River rapist was back in court today. And this time he was indicted for murder, allegedly stemming from a 1990s crime spree.
A lawyer for 61-year-old Giles Warwick entered a not guilty plea for his client, who now faces charges of first-degree murder in the death of a woman abducted, sexually assaulted, and then murdered in Georgetown back in 1998. During this hearing, we also learned the defense plans to file a motion by mid-February that they believe will eventually lead to the dismissal of the charges by next spring. If that motion fails, jury selection in his D.C. trial will begin right after Thanksgiving 2022. But Warwick is also facing several more rape charges in Montgomery County, too. At D.C. Superior Court, John Dome in WTOP News.
Well, if you haven't been outside yet today, you really should treat yourself. Forecast next, 2:07.
Have you ever thought about your thoughts, where they come from, what you should do with them? Thoughts are like a mental garden. You can nurture the good ones and give them room to grow. But how do you know which are the good ones? I'm finding that the best thoughts are those that express our true, spiritual, God-given nature. Christian Science, based on the teachings of Jesus, has shown me this truth, and the healing effect on my life has been profound. You have a choice about how you think. Learn more at ChristianScienceDC.org.
Attention WSSC water customers. Water service turnoffs have